Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. It's at the Insperity Invitational. This is a Champions Tour tournament that I've been broadcasting from since the very first one, every year for the last 10 years. A total of 11 tournaments now, because there was an extra one there one year when they changed the dates. But I'm very proud of being associated with this tournament and with the good folks at Insperity. And right now, though, I want to introduce you to someone who's become a friend of mine over the last few years, John Mahaffey, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a golfer, you know the name. If you've been around a while at all, you watched him, as I did, as his career grew, and especially in the 70s as he came onto the PGA Tour. He's a 10-time winner on the big tour, and he's also been a winner on the Champions Tour, including the 1978 PGA Championship. He's a major winner. But he's also now an author. The book is called Hogan's Boy, and I've asked him to join us today to talk about this. John Mahaffey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be with you this morning.
Good to be with you. It's been so much fun to get to know you over the last few years. I also want to mention, folks, that if you follow the Champions Tour, you know John's voice and face. He's become, last several years, an announcer for Golf Channel on the Champions Tour. John, you have had a really storied career. In some ways, for someone of my generation, you kind of had a charmed career, because you got to be you basically became adopted by Ben Hogan, one of the greats of all time in the game of golf.
I did. I was very fortunate in that respect. As a youngster, I grew up in Kerrville, Texas, and really didn't have any kind of formal teaching, and learned how to play out of Ben Hogan's book, The Five Fundamentals, and had the opportunity through Jimmy DeMeritt and Jackie Burke at Champions when I worked there after I graduated from University of Houston.
Champions Country Club in Houston.
Champions Country
Club.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I got an opportunity to meet Mr. Hogan, and through that meeting and playing with him a couple of times, we had a relationship that lasted over 20 years. I represented his company and had the opportunity to pick his brain a little bit, and it was a terrific thing for me, and it really was a stepping stone to my career.
Well, if anybody knows anything about Ben Hogan, obviously I didn't know him, but I know of him, and I've read a lot about him. He didn't suffer fools gladly, and so for him to see what he saw in you, and to invite you to become part of his life, and then to invite you to represent his golf equipment on the tour, and to give you a contract, that put you into orbit, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was more than a dream come true, and a terrific opportunity, and gave me a chance to believe a little bit more in myself. If a man with that ability saw, as you said, something in me that he liked, then, it was something to cultivate, and that he did his very best to help me in every way he could.
So what is the thing? You learned a lot about golf from him, and that's evident in your career and your success on tour. But what did you learn about life from Ben Hogan?
Well, had to deal with adversity. He had a horrible wreck, an accident, driving, and actually threw himself across his wife's lap and was hit head-on by a bus out near El Paso, and wasn't expected to ever walk again, and came back from that actually to win major championships, which mm-hmm. is a testament to his fortitude and his desire to play. But I think also the fact that he learned how to play golf, trial and error. He really kind of dug it out of the dirt. and really understood the game of golf and the golf swing and made it simple for the average person if you just followed the fundamentals that he set down, because they were they still apply today in every respect.
But he was not prone to hyperbole, was he? And so no. So when he said something, it meant something, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. He didn't beat around the bush about a lot of things either, and which I really like. I think people misunderstood him a lot and thought that he had a huge ego and that he wasn't very personable. And it was, nothing could be further from the truth in our relationship and the fact that I think he was basically shy and really didn't like public speaking that much. So people took that as being standoffish, and he wasn't anything like that. He was just very, very dedicated to what he was trying to do, and that is to build a golf swing that was the most repetitive in the game of golf, and he did that.
What other things in life have you been able to benefit from your relationship with Mr. Hogan? You're like the rest of us. You've had good times, bad times.
Yeah, well, you know, just learn how to. Sometimes you get to feeling sorry for yourself, and you look and see how other people overcame things a lot worse than you had it, and that's what I learned a lot from him. I know I complained at one point about certain things, and then got to thinking, well, my goodness, this man almost died, you know, and came right back and had a marvelous career after that. So, you know, there's always something, there's always light at the end of that tunnel if you're willing to work for it, and that's what he taught me more. I think a really great work ethic.
One of the things that people, when people think about touring pros like yourself, like you were back in those days, 70s and 80s and 90s, is that it's a glamorous life. And you know, I can remember being, you and I are contemporaries in our generation, and I can remember, you know, thinking, man, what wouldn't it be great to have that life? But it's hard work, isn't it?
Well, it's hard work, and it's a different way of traveling. We were like a circus, and what I loved about we were, and
we were gypsies, basically, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely. And what I liked about that time, and one of the reasons that I actually wrote the book, Jim, is that I felt like I played it at a wonderful time in the game of golf, where I had the good fortune to have played with Ben Hogan and Byron Nelson and Sam Snead all the way up to Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and everybody in between, the Nicholas Watson, Palmer Player, Trevino, everybody, and I don't mean to leave anybody out, but just a terrific group of folks.
Your career spanned the classic period and the TV period and now the modern era, which includes Tiger and Phil. We come back, we're going to talk some more with the new author, John Mahaffey, one of the golf greats, but also now a new author. The book is called Hogan's Boy, and I recommend it to you. I have the I have the paper book version and the Kindle version.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.